I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
See, the world offers an illusion of peace through the acquisition of things. See, if I got more money, then I'll be all right. If I got a nice car, then I'll be all right. How many people have money and cars and positions and still take their lives? If things could give you peace, then there would be no depression amongst wealthy people. But money can't give you peace. Your job can't give you peace. Your status can't give you peace. Your family line can't give you peace. Only Jesus can give you peace.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom. Hey family, I'm John Gray, and it's so awesome to be with you today as we are helping TBN fulfill Jesus' great commission for souls by broadcasting faith into every nation. And speaking of faith, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you allowed your faith to take you someplace new, somewhere deeper, somewhere outside of your normal comfort zone? There's no such thing as safe Christianity. There's no such thing as a safe, easy Christian life. It's time to take a leap. And if your answer is, well, it's been a while, then today's message is exactly for you. It's gonna minister to you. Oh yeah, it's gonna bless you. Don't even try to turn the channel. This message is for you. We're gonna begin a new series. Come on, new series alert on faith and uncover the radical truth. And that is, we may believe in God's promises, but if our faith doesn't translate into action, we can hinder our results and our effectiveness as witnesses for God. Oh yeah, faith without works is dead. Jesus wants your faith to be robust and alive. So listen as we begin a new message series, Faith in Action.
If you would do me a favor and go to John chapter 14, I will be reading from the New King James Version, John chapter 14. You know, you can't turn on a television or read a newspaper without reading some bad news. War, conflict, strife, drama. Apparently, there is a culture that monetizes fear, anxiety, worry. It has become a part of the fabric of our culture, and to be honest with you, I'm tired of it. Tired of waking up to more bad news, tired of waking up to people who are cynical, who don't have any joy, tired of waking up worrying about what's coming next. So much is inundating our hearts and our spirits and our souls. We need to take authority over those things that try to attack us in our heart and in our mind and in our spirit. So much bad news, but I came today to tell you some good news. We have in this room a microcosm of the entire globe, so many nations that are gathered here, and it is a phenomenal display of God's creative ingenuity that all of us who come from different places are in here worshiping the same Jesus. What a phenomenal masterwork of our Creator that all of us are in here together. And to me, this is the picture that God wants in the earth. See, I don't just see you as folk that go to the same church. I see you as family because the same blood that saved you saved me. That makes us blood relatives. Oh yeah, we're family. Go ahead and confuse your family. Put me on your Christmas card. Yeah, Bob, there's a Negro on your card. What's going on? Hey, I found out I had a brother I didn't even know. I found him at Lakewood. It's amazing. It's time for us to get our joy back, to get our strength back, to get our peace back. In John chapter 14, these are the words that are recorded. These are the words of Jesus as he is nearing the end of his life, about to go to the cross for the sins of the whole world. So if I were you, I would lean in and hear the heart of Jesus in this moment. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. It's time to rise and leave the place of fear and anxiety. It's time to rise and leave the place of shame and guilt and doubt. It is time to rise and to become every single thing that God intended for us to be. It is time for us to stop talking about the church and being about the business of the church. It's time to stop attending services and become the hands and feet of those who need our services. It is time to become Jesus to a lost and dying generation. It's time for us to declare in the midst of chaos, unapologetically, that we believe the word of God, we stand on the word of God, and we are the living, visible representation of this truth, not in the way we attend church, but in the way we attend to one another. In our busyness of life and in our rushing to get things done and to achieve and to accomplish, something's missing. And I want to talk to you from the subject heading, the missing piece. And I'm spelling peace, P-E-A-C-E, the missing piece. Do you know how much money drug companies make from people who can't sleep at night? You know how much money pharmaceutical companies make for people who are struggling with anxiety, depression? How many hours of sleep have you lost dreaming about things you couldn't change? Worrying about bills. You don't have the money in the account, you might as well get some good sleep. I'm broke. I'm just... Worry, anxiety, fear. We're not as sweet to each other as we used to be. People aren't as nice as they used to be. Back in the day, you could speak to your neighbor and not worry about anything. Now, because of the culture of fear that has been seeded into our subconscious, we can't trust anybody. Hi, I'm calling to see if you'd like a subscription to a magazine. How'd you get my number? Somebody knock on the door. I'm selling cookies. What you got in those cookies? Who sent you up here? Are you a real Girl Scout? Okay, give me some Thin Mints. I'm watching you. We're nervous about everything. We close our blinds at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just peeking through. Who's in my yard? You better get out of my yard. I think we've been overrun with information, and all of it isn't good. All these channels, all this stuff that we can watch at any given moment, consuming things, but we don't have a spiritual ability to process it and hold on to the good and let go of the bad. Back in the day, all we had was 3 channels. You couldn't get too much because TV used to go off. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. You had to go to sleep. Unless you want to look at them bars across the TV. Just turn, just. Some of y'all don't know what this is. For the little kids, we actually used to have to turn the channel. We didn't have remote control. Had the VHF and the UHF. Remember that? With the antennas, with the foil on there. Just stand, don't move, stay right there. Right there, right there. There it is, there it is, there it is. Y'all laughing. My mother still doesn't have cable. I know you watch your mama and my auntie in Cincinnati. I'm surprised you got internet. I love you. But she wasn't thinking about a VCR. Wasn't thinking about cable. No, I'm not bringing no cable in my house. I ain't bringing no cable in my house. I'm like, Mom, I'm staying in a hotel. I need to watch ESPN. You play too much.
Life should be an adventure. An adventure that, day by day, God unfolds before you. An adventure that, by faith, leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new three-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure. John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online. To share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action. Discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
We're not nice anymore. Cynical. We don't trust anybody. Somebody's on the side of the road with a sign. Any gift will help. Roll your window down. I will give you a gift, but I'm going to give you some advice. Go apply for a job. Why you do that? Leave that man alone. It's the truth. I did that. But what I'm saying is, the truth is, most of us have just gotten caught up with busy. Everybody's busy. Busy is now a badge of honor. You busy? Oh, yeah, I'm busy. I got meetings, see? I got meetings all day. Matter of fact, I can't even talk to you because I got to go to my meetings, see? I got to go. I can't stay here. I got to go to my meeting. Well, I'm busy, too. I'm so busy, I only had 5 hours of sleep. Ha! Good for you. I got 3 hours of sleep. You're busy, but you're not progressing. You're busy, but you're not happy. You got all kinds of stuff going on, but there's no joy. There's no peace. We're always trying to attain, to acquire, and to ascend, but at the cost of our family and our friends and our foundation. Let me ask you a question. How are you really doing? I don't want to answer all the questions today, but I would like to ask a few questions for you to ponder over the next few days. Number one is, how's your soul? How's your soul? How are you doing? Your soul is the seat of your will, your mind, and your emotions. How's your soul doing? I know a lot of people come to church. We all gather for different reasons, and we go through the motions, but I don't want you to go through the motions today, because you can go through the motions and still not move. People come to church, but have you really decided that if God is speaking to me today, I want to apply what he says so I can change? A lot of people come to church just to check it off their to-do list. This is not a to-do list. This is a to-be list. God wants you to be the thing you read. Now, I'm trying to teach, but I feel the preach coming on me, so I don't want to scare the nice visitors and start shouting too early. And I'm like, I'm frightened. Don't be frightened. It's easy to go through the motions in life. Cycles. Let me get up, brush my teeth, put my clothes on, get the kids ready, get breakfast going. Got to get them to school, drop them off, got to go to work. Uh-oh, it's almost lunchtime. No, ma'am, it's 11 o'clock. Why are you looking at menus an hour before lunch? So now you're online looking at menus. You stop working because you're hungry. You go to lunch. You come back. You're almost ready to go. It's only 2:08. You don't get off till 5. got your keys in your hand, logged out of your computer at 4:51, waiting for the clock to hit 5 so you can leave, go get your kids so you can feed them some Chick-fil-A, and then take one of them to soccer practice, or if you live in the suburbs, lacrosse. And go to lacrosse. Then you gotta help them with homework. Then you got a spouse, a husband or a wife, somebody you gotta tend to their needs as well. And you've walked through the whole day and you forgot to talk to the Lord. You're going through the motions and God says, hey, I got some wisdom I wanna share with you to help you navigate these areas of your life. Not now, God, I got it. I got it under control. No, you actually don't. It's about to fall apart if you don't help me. No, I got it. I know how to take care of my relationship. I know how to take care of my kids. How can you take care of them? I gave them to you. I know their destiny. You need to come spend some time with me. Now, I got it, God. We go through the motions, but are we really progressing? It's funny because there are a lot of people that are moving and going in all of these different directions, and you're trying to put the pieces of your life together, but you really don't have any peace on the inside. I know that it's not a popular thing to talk about, but oh, if you understood the power of peace. See, Jesus in this scripture, John chapter 14, was speaking to his disciples to calm their anxiety, to ease their fear about the future, because he let them know, listen, I'm about to die. I'm about to leave. But I don't want you to be moved by what I'm saying, because it's actually good that I go, because as I go up, the Holy Spirit's coming down. And the Holy Spirit is who empowered Jesus to do what he did in the earth. And so what Jesus said is, the power that was in me is now going to be in all of y'all. And I don't want you to get anxious or get afraid, but I want you to have some peace. Peace. This idea of peace. What does peace actually mean? I went and I looked up this biblical definition of peace, and I was so blessed. A peace, a state of national tranquility. Of Christians, the tranquil state of a soul assured of the salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot. When you have peace, you're content in any situation. When you have peace, you're not jealous of anybody else's blessings or watching their ascension. You're excited because you have peace to know that you're exactly where you need to be. And if you stay planted and do the things you're called to do, then God will get to you what has your name on it. The missing peace. It's hard because you're always moving. Some of y'all, you despise traffic. I believe traffic is God's way of slowing you down. Some of y'all, he wants to talk to y'all. It's the only time he can get you to not move. But even that, you sidestep. I got easy pass. I'm gonna be in this HOV lane, Jesus. I don't feel like talking this morning. How many people get in the spiritual and emotional HOV lane, speeding past opportunities to spend time with God so you can get wisdom for your life? How many of us speed past the opportunities to sit still and wait on the Lord to give us the wisdom and the ability to see the clear picture without it being muddied by the circumstances of our life? God is looking for somebody who will sit back and allow his peace to overtake you. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. See, the world offers an illusion of peace through the acquisition of things. See, if I got more money, then I'll be all right. If I got a nice car, then I'll be all right. How many people have money and cars and positions and still take their lives? If things could give you peace, then there would be no depression amongst wealthy people. But money can't give you peace. Your job can't give you peace. Your status can't give you peace. Your family line can't give you peace. Only Jesus can give you peace. Somebody needs to give God a 5-second praise break right there. The missing peace. We're always searching for the next puzzle piece. My wife talked about this one time, and I love this idea of the puzzle pieces, because you know we're always trying to put these little things together. Okay, I got my career over here, then I'm gonna have me, I need, if I got a career, then I need to have a relationship because I need to have a boo. See what I'm saying? So I got my boo thing, I got my career, then what car am I gonna drive? So even though I'm in traffic and I'm not really moving, I need to be looking good while I'm not moving. So I got my career, I got my boo, I got my car, then I'm gonna need some money. So I need to have some money in that savings account, see, and then it connect to that checking account with the overdraft protection. See, so I got my career, I got my boo, I got my car, I got my money, I got my clothes. And then you get home and it's just you. And you look around and you say, something's missing. All the things you thought would fill you, but still, something's. See, I feel a Bishop Jakes thing on me right now. Every time you have something you thought would fill you, but yet and still, something's missing. Oh, yes. You have a smile on your face, but still something's. Because we know how to put the porcelain smile on, hoping that people don't ask us a real question so we don't break in front of them. Because we know how to put on the church face, even though our marriages are in shambles and our children are stuck on drugs and we're medicating our pain with liquor and every other vice. And it's no judgment because we all do it. But the reality is, when are we gonna stop putting on the mask and go after God's peace? I wish I had some help in here. I'm not coming in here to try to impress you and go home depressed. I'm not going home depressed trying to impress. God, I need some peace. I need some clarity. I need some vision. I need to understand what's going on. I need some help. Sorry for yelling. Life can get out of control. You gotta fight for your peace. Jesus said, listen, stop worrying. I don't give you peace like the world gives. I give you peace that no matter what's going on. And the word peace literally means you are settled in time of war. You have an anchor in the midst of the storm. Jesus says, I'm gonna give you that kind of peace. But many of us don't sit still long enough to get anchored. Pastor Joel always says something at the beginning of his messages. He says, you know, if you can, unless you have to work or catch a plane, why don't you stay here till the end of the service so we can keep the house of the Lord in order? And everybody claps. And right when he says, I believe and declare, get your purse, hurry. You know why you do that? You want to beat traffic because you don't like sitting still. I wonder what else you run out on, even though God's not finished. Are you really that hungry that you have to leave? Y'all mad now. You're like, dang, I got to stay here the whole time. Just put your purse down. And I mean, sit down, stay right there. You rush out because you don't understand that God's actually trying to whisper something to you about trusting him in the midst of chaos. We want to get out in front of somebody else. We want to get out ahead of the crowd. And God is saying, if you just relax and let me build you and grow you organically, everything that's connected to you will come to you. You aren't gonna have to go after it in this season. This is not the season of the knocking door. This is the season of the open door. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Baby, I just felt a breakthrough right here. If you got a knock, that's not your door. Oh!
I didn't mean to knock. That ain't my door. This is my door because it's open and it's got the peace of God on it. I'm going after the peace of God. I'm going after the rest of God. I wish I could have a 7-second praise break in the balcony. I know life is throwing you curveballs. I know there are storms. I understand that. Talk to me, Jesus. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. The wind and the wave are beating against the boat. They wake him up. He goes to the edge of the boat like a G. Just dabs on the storm. Just like, peace. Be still. Hey, somebody caught it. Do you know the same power that Jesus had, you have? And I don't care what the storm is, you can speak to it. Peace, be still. Devil, bow down. Sickness, bow down. Negative report, bow down. Peace, be still. Now, if you really want to shout, watch this. I studied this word peace when Jesus spoke it. The definition literally means, help me, baby Jesus. This idea of peace is right here. Involuntary stillness. What it means is the storm didn't want to stop. It had to stop because it was in the presence of someone who had more power than it. The devil wants to touch you, but he can't because Jesus has already spoken peace. 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 Be still and know that I am. Hey. I'm gonna give you 8 seconds to give God a praise like you feel it. Peace, be still. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to do. Jesus has spoken peace to your situation. Peace to your broken heart. Peace to your financial issues. Peace to your fractured soul. Peace to that strained relationship. Peace to your children that are strung out right now, but they're about a few weeks away from being clean and sober with their hands lifted up, giving their heart to Jesus. Is there anybody that knows that God is able to do it? He'll speak a word.
Life should be an adventure. An adventure that, day by day, God unfolds before you. An adventure that, by faith, leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new 3-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure. John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online. To share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action. Discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
You don't need more money. You need peace. You don't need another drink. You need peace. You don't need anybody else to get out of that bed. You need peace. Ah! Help me, Jesus. You don't need another sandwich. You might need half a sandwich. Hey, you need peace. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I said I feel the presence of God in here. Jesus said, the peace I give you is not the kind that the world gives. I'm not an Indian giver. When you have this peace, you can trust the process. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord, Pastor Lisa, shall flourish in the courts of our God. Can I encourage you to stay planted? Because when you stay planted, that's where your peace is. Let me give you an illustration. Have any of you ever seen a tree sticking his tongue out trying to catch water? Talking to the leaves, talking about, stretch out, you better catch that water. We ain't gonna live if you don't catch the water. No, the tree knows that if he stays planted, if the roots stay in the soil, eventually the water's gonna come to him. Oh, catch this. You're striving and trying, and God's saying, sit still. Ooh, some of y'all right now can't barely sit still trying to get to your car. But if you sat there, maybe the answer to one of your prayers is in the row next to you. Oh, be still. Because even if you did get up and chase the water, Mr. or Mrs. Tree, even if you caught the water, it doesn't do you any good because your roots aren't in the soil. Here's the thing about roots. Roots don't ask where they can grow. Excuse me, Mr. Soil, can I grow? They grow organically. What I'm saying to you is this. You're not going to have to force anything in this next season. The peace of God is going to guide you. Does anybody feel it? Just sit back and just... You didn't get the job. Are you sad? No, I got peace. How you got peace? All this stuff going on. You got bills. Yeah, but my father said in his word that if I just seek him and his righteousness, all the things will be added unto me. I got peace. The peace is not in your lap. The peace is understanding that God is in control of everything connected to your life. Let me tell you something. When you have peace, you'll do things that make no sense to other folk, but it makes perfect sense to you. My mother and my aunt Sherry are watching right now in Cincinnati. They're my witnesses. My grandmother had no money. 8 kids, 2 husbands, neither one of them too good. Love both of y'all daddies, but you know I'm telling the truth. And so, raising 8 kids, no money. And one day, there was no food in the house. My grandmother, Mame Davis, bless her soul, told them kids, sit at this table. Set the table. We're getting ready to thank God for this food. I'm sorry, what food do you see? What makes a single mother with 8 kids thank God for some food that's not there? Put plates and forks for food that's not there. Nothing on the stove, nothing in the refrigerator, no money to buy it. She had peace to know that the God who was in control of the whole thing was not gonna leave her or forsake her. When you have peace, you do crazy stuff like bless God for food that's not there. Bless God for a house you don't have credit for. Bless God for a job you're not qualified for. Bless God for an opportunity that somebody else should get. When you have peace, you can thank God for crazy stuff. Mame Davis said, bow your heads, we're gonna thank the Lord. She said, Lord, I want to thank you for this food we're about to receive. I don't know if she said, make it nourishing to our bodies. I don't know the rest, but she thanked God for the food. And as she said, amen, there was a knock on the door. Wouldn't you know it? After she said, amen, it is so, let it be. I trust you. The knock came. It was Aunt Louise with bags of groceries saying, Mamie, the Lord told me to bring this to you right now. She said, ah, glory. I don't know who this is for, but I dare you to praise God, even though it's not here, and walk around like you got peace, knowing that he can do it. Because if he did it before, he can do it again. I need somebody to give God a 10-second praise break. Daddy, he can do it. Mama, won't he do it? Won't he turn it around? Won't he fix it? I've seen him too much. I've seen too much not to praise him. I've seen too much not to give him a shout. I've seen too much not to give him a hallelujah. Excuse me while I praise, because when you got your peace, you'll find your praise. Jesus' arrival in the earth marked the age of peace. What did the angel say? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. When you have your peace, you'll be kinder to people. When you have peace in your heart, you'll have grace for other folk. You won't be judging other people. When you have your peace, you're not judging people, you're loving people. Help me in here. Three things, I want you to grab them. I want you to grab these three things. This is what happens when you have your peace. You ready? First thing that peace does is peace protects your mind. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. Peace protects your mind. How many people need a little more peace in their mind? Second thing, peace preserves your sanity. Ooh, somebody felt it right there. You know how many people have literally lost their minds because they couldn't sleep at night, couldn't figure out which way to go? That's not the life of a believer. Jesus didn't just die for your soul, he died for your peace. Don't lose your mind when the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. He didn't lose his mind. When the storms come, you have peace to know that past them clouds there's a sun. Oh, that's gonna shine. Somebody say peace. The third thing is peace provides perspective. You don't look at storms the same way when you have peace. You don't look at negative news the same way. You don't look at obstacles the same way when you have your peace. My mother used to come grab me off of our little stoop. We lived in a two-bedroom apartment on Dana Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. And when the storms would roll in the summertime, I'd hear the thunder in the distance and I'd run to the window and I'd lift the window up. We had screens there. My mama had white sheer curtains and the wind would blow. And I just felt the presence of God. I was a young boy. Then I'd go out to the front. I'd sit on the steps while it rained, because the way the porch was, the rain would get on my feet, but it wouldn't get on my face. Feet is foundation. And as long as you can get your feet wet in your faith, the rest of you can be nourished. Help me, Holy Ghost. My mother would come out, she said, come off that porch, boy, and get struck by lightning. Come off of that porch. I said, Mommy, I trust God. My dad is in charge of this storm. So anything that happens to me in this storm, it has to get his permission. You're not going through a storm without your father still being in charge. Lightning can't touch you unless God allows it. The enemy can't touch you unless God allows it. And if by chance something does happen, it's only to make you better, because all things are working together for those, the good of those that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. And so now we come to the end of this message. I would normally say bow your heads and close your eyes, but we're gonna pray with our eyes open today. I mean, you're not going nowhere. Just sit there.
God wants your faith in him to take you to places and a level of living outside of what you're accustomed to. active, functional faith moves you to respond and act in accordance with what you believe. This is the birthplace of an adventurous life. Why would you get saved and then, like, live a boring life? No way. If Jesus came that I would have life and life more abundantly, you think I'm gonna get saved and then play it safe? No way. God wants you and I to go on a journey with Him because He wants you to discover all the wondrous things He has planned ahead for both of us while we have so many more years on this earth. I'm prophesying to you. We got life to live. We got a job to do and a God to glorify. So to inspire you to step out on the water, I want to send you a copy of my latest series, Faith in Action. Discover how powerful you become once faith is fully expressed. Do me a favor, call the number on your screen. Do it now, because you know if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it. Call the number, log on to the web, or if you want to write a letter, take 40 years and write a letter, use the address that's on the screen. God wants to take you to a level of living you previously only imagined. So do me a favor, share a seed and get your copy today.
Life should be an adventure, an adventure that day by day God unfolds before you, an adventure that by faith leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new three-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure.
And I don't care what the storm is, you can speak to it. Peace, be still. Devil, bow down. Sickness, bow down. Negative report, bow down. Peace, be still.
John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift not only brings power-filled programming like this to you, it takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. And for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you John Gray's special message, A Strange Way to Save the World. And as a bonus, we'll include this beautiful John Gray World mug. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online to share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action. Discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
You know, I want you to get a vision of what your life would look like if you acted on what you believe. Imagine being unhindered by the familiar traps connected to your comfort zone and experiencing unparalleled fruitfulness. Yeah, that is the kind of God life I want to lead. And that is the kind of life God is leading you into by faith. My prayer is that this message encouraged you to take a step. Maybe not every step, but at least one step. God is ready to meet you at the point of your decision. He's waiting on you. So I want to encourage you to refuse the lies meant to keep you stagnant and get ready for what God has for you. There is a position in God, there is a place in God, and it is time for you to have the greatest breakthrough you've ever had. Praise God. Well, I'm getting all worked up, and I know it's time to go. So let me just tell you, thank you for tuning in today. This time just, it means a great deal to me. I don't take it lightly. I don't take TBN lightly. I don't take the calling on my life lightly. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you. So make sure you join me right here on the next John Gray's World. One, two, three. Boom!